27. Harry Selden rose from his seat in horror. He had never seen Doris look so, her face twisted, her body canted, staggering as though she were drunk. "Doris, what happened? What's wrong?" He ran to her and grasped her around the waist, even as her body gave way and collapsed in his arms. He lifted her. She weighed more than an ordinary woman her size would have, but Selden was unaware of that at the moment, and placed her on the couch. "What happened?" he said. She told him, gasping, her voice breaking now and then, while he cradled her head and tried to force himself to believe what was happening.
"Ilar is dead," she said. "I finally killed a human being. First time. Makes it worse."
"How badly are you damaged, Doris?"
"Badly." Ilar turned on his device, full, when I rushed him.
"You can be readjusted."
"How?"
"There's no one on Trantor. Who knows how? I need Daniil."
Daniil. Demerzel.
Somehow, deep inside, Harry had always known. His friend, a robot, had provided him with a protector, a robot, to ensure that psychohistory and the seeds of the Foundation were given a chance to take root. The only problem was, Harry had fallen in love with his protector. A robot. It all made sense now. All the nagging doubts and the questions could be answered. And somehow it didn't matter one bit. All that mattered was Doris.
"We can't let this happen."
"It must." Doris' eyes fluttered open and looked at Selden.
"Must. Tried to save you, but missed. Vital point. Who will protect you now?"
Selden couldn't see her clearly. There was something wrong with his eyes.
"Don't worry about me, Doris. It's you. It's you."
"No.
You, Harry.
Tell Manella."
"Manella.
I forgive her now. She did better than I. Explain to Wanda. You and Rach, take care of each other."
"No, no, no," said Selden, rocking back and forth. "You can't do this. Hang on, Doris. Please, please, my love."
Doris' head shook feebly, and she smiled even more feebly.
"Goodbye, Harry, my love. Remember always all you did for me."
"I did nothing for you.
You loved me, and your love made me human."
Her eyes remained open, but Doris had ceased functioning. Hugo Amaril came storming into Selden's office. "Harry, the riots are beginning, sooner and harder even than And then he stared at Selden and Doris and whispered,
"What happened?"
Selden looked up at him in agony.
"Riots. What do I care about riots now? What do I care about anything now?"